The Arkansas House passed the bill that lets the state fund the private option of Medicaid expansion by a vote of 77-23 after it failed the day before. Appropriation bills take a 75% majority to pass both chambers. The bill still has to gain funding approval in the Senate, but the tougher test was likely in the House. Speaker Davy Carter says Medicaid expansion was dead on arrival at the beginning of the session.
We'd have taken a vote on the first day of the session. It would have failed miserably. I didn't support it. That only, supports, how far we've come.
Republicans and Democrats alike are now heralding the plan as an improvement upon the Medicaid expansion called for in the federal health care law. Governor Mike Beebe says the law, if it passes, is a victory for the people of the state and frees small businesses from a high tax. He said lawmakers have been able to turn a weak deal into something good for the state.
If you ask most Arkansans to vote tomorrow for what they call Obamacare, I think you'd get beat 70-30. And so it takes that and shifts it in a way that it makes it better for Arkansas, makes it better for Arkansans.
The governor had presented the federal money Medicaid expansion would bring in as a way to fund tax cuts. Still, the need for a 75% majority in both the House and Senate has made for a tough sell of the plan.
I've watched this morning and last night as some of my friends and colleagues were in tears because of threats and intimidation made against their families, their livelihood, and their reputation.
Representative Nate Bell said things had gotten heated and asked his colleagues to take a moral stance against the bill.
Do you want to be on the side of threats and intimidation, or do you want to vote what's in your heart?
Representative Sue Scott was one of the several lawmakers who changed their vote to support the private option plan. She said she had been able to put a face on the impact of health insurance expansion.
I've had too many phone calls from too many good, hardworking people, not lobbyists. Not that they're not hard workers too, but the real people. That's who I have talked to, the people who go to work.
If the Senate approves it, the final plan will likely need approval from the U.S. Health and Human Services Department. Lawmakers and the governor who have worked for the plan say they are confident it will be approved. Nathan Vandiver, KUAR News.